Roland Martin, brought to you by General Motors. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Style, technology, and heritage come together to create a bold new icon. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. Shout out to my Aggies, Tom. Rough weekend for the Texans, but Rob Ryan, you are the man. Thank you so very much for smacking the Cowboys yesterday. Appreciate that. Tom, let's talk about the real football players of Miami. It is major drama. So first, let's see. Richie Incognito was a bigot. He was a bully. Now, all of a sudden, they've been investigated. He gives an interview to Fox Sports yesterday. He reveals text messages of Jonathan Martin saying, man, we cool, all is well. I don't understand what's happening down in Miami, Sybil. So we turn to Bomani Jones, of course, from ESPN. He's now living in Miami. And Bomani, this is straight up a reality show.
It is.
That none of the housewives can touch what's happening with the Dolphins.
Yeah, I was about to say, I hope you don't think I'm going to be the one to make sense out of this, because I can't make sense of it. This is crazy. Like, from the second this started off and all the twists and turns that we've had, we still don't really have that much information as to what exactly has happened with this team. And I think that's the biggest issue. We still have gaping holes of information, because I think the coverage of this has gotten steered toward a bunch of stuff that doesn't matter.
So, Bomani, you got the black players coming to Incognito's defense saying, hey, he's more brother than Jonathan Martin. Martin's attorney comes out swinging. It's just sort of, you're going, then you hear that the GM, Jeff Ireland, tells Martin, but look, you should just go punch Incognito. I've never seen this kind of craziness over a period of time coming out of a locker room.
No, not even close. I think the funniest thing is that if it's true that they called Jeff Ireland and told him these things, and his response was that these two guys just need to fight it out. Fool, I am calling you because I am running and telling on him. If I am running and telling on him, I think I have pretty clearly established that I'm not going to fight him. If I was a fighting type, I wouldn't be in here running and telling. That might wind up being the thing that gets everybody taken down, though. Like, the people who have big jobs that matter is the fact that they called and said, hey, we got a problem. And the response was, you guys just need to fight it out. But one thing I worry about, though, is that story came out saying the players in the locker room said that Incognito was more black or whatever than Jonathan Martin. If you read that story carefully, though, there was no direct quote on that. And there have been guys in that locker room who thought that such a notion was actually insane. And that's where I get worried. At first, this was about rookie hazing and about them shaking guys down for so much money that they were going broke. Then all of a sudden, we get to talking about whether Jonathan Martin is black enough or not. And I feel like they ran a game on us, you know?
Oh, wow.
Is there a culture in the Miami Dolphins locker room that, do you believe, that fostered this kind of thing?
Well, I tell you, I talked to Martin's agent United States agent, his lawyer, David Cromwell, late last week. El Corwell, he's adamant that the issue is that there is a cultural thing, that they have a thoughtful young man that who just did not fit in with what went on, and he's pretty passionate about that particular point. That's what they say. What worries me is that it seems like the Dolphins closed ranks, because either Martin's side is lying completely, or the Dolphins all decided they were going to tell this story, and I don't know if that's a matter of solidarity or whether people are covering for each other. And if you look at the statement that Martin's lawyer put out talking about him being physically attacked, like stuff that we keep forgetting about because we're talking about whether or not Incognito's a bigot, that would indicate that these guys are shut down so nobody gets in trouble.
Armani, how bad can this get? Money-wise, how bad can this get?
I think it can still get a whole lot worse. I mean, once we got that police report out about Incognito mistreating that woman at the golf tournament with a golf club and running it up and down her body, that bad.
Right, and the team saying, well, we took care of it. Obviously, charges wasn't filed. And, I mean, this thing is just going in so many different directions that I don't think anybody knows what to believe now. And so you got Incognito looking like the victim. But Marlon, I got to ask you this here. What also bothers me is this whole notion of, well, he got this black player. He went to Stanford. And so now he's soft. And you're right. I've heard other former players who are now saying he should have not opened his mouth and gone outside of the locker room. This is sort of like police officers on police brutality protecting their own, saying don't go to internal affairs, don't go to the media.
Totally. That is one thing about group dynamics I think people lose sight of, is that no matter what the group is, nobody wants you talking about what's going on outside the group. And this is weird because, look, this isn't a regular workplace. Like, I think we're starting to use, you know, workplace code. Like, at my job, I would never tolerate anything like that. These dudes take showers together. Like, that should tell you everything you need to know about the fact that their job is not like our job. And I think they're concerned.
Well,
that any
in some
football
places,
locker room,
some radio stations, it is like
oh,
that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but, I mean, you look at it, though, at every point in this, is that if you called HR for stuff that happened in football locker rooms, HR would never get anything else done.
Right.
Do you think this will spread to other teams, that this kind of thing will open up another avenue for teams?
I really don't, because I look at people talking about hate and all this stuff and shutting it down, and I think about fraternities and sororities and everything else and how much luck they've had shutting this down.
I think the NFL is feeling pretty lucky that we can sit up here and talk about protecting players from bullying, when we should be talking about the whole football system protecting all football players from concussions.
They run a nice game, don't they?
Yeah.
The real football players of Miami. Bobani, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Look,
hey,
Rolly,
you saw those Longhorns first in the Big 12, Rolly.
Damn about the Longhorns. What's wrong with you?
I just thought you should know
nobody
that.
Nobody care about the Longhorns. See,
you
now
know,
you
man.
About to get cussed out. I was trying to be nice. See, they second on my list behind the Cowboys.
Go Cardinals.
Wow.